Radio Tonic.
Addendum. Stories behind the classifieds. Helicopter. Rotaway two-seater. Price? $69,750.
Reg Dixon is 60 and sure knows how to make an entrance. Over 30 years of flying, he's seen some spectacular sights. But nothing has ever quite said, "I've arrived," like when he's zipped down to his favourite cafe in his personal chopper. Reg's helicopter is a pearl-coloured two-seater he's named Classic Blonde. It's custom-built, a tight squeeze for more cargo than a pilot, a passenger and a case of beer, and it's taken him to some unlikely places. He's flown from his home near Melbourne to Berwick for a burger and to Lake Eildon for a drink. He's landed next to a petrol station when he was low on fuel and on a riverbank when his son found a nice fishing spot. Reg's helicopter is not just a mode of transport. It's a much-loved toy that he uses regularly, and it's taken up a lot of his time and his money. He gained his pilot's license years ago, but too late he figured to pursue a commercial flying career. Instead, Reg decided his passion would remain his hobby. He flew in his spare time, but when costs kept rising and he was paying as much as $9 a minute to be in the air, he figured it would be cheaper to buy his own. 17 years ago, he settled on a helicopter because he could land it almost anywhere and decided to build it himself because this would cost a third of the price. But the numbers he faced were still enormous. $120,000 to construct a chopper made of 13,500 parts. It should have taken Reg months to build, but the expense and challenge were both daunting. When you're about to drill a hole in a $4,000 windscreen, you get pretty nervous, he says. It took me 2 years to get the guts to drill it, and took me every night for months just to make the doors. In the end, it took him 9 years to complete, an extra long feat for which he was recognised with a manufacturer's certificate for the slowest and best quality build in the country. For the past 8 years, he's taken to the air almost every weekend in summer and regularly in between, flying where others might go for a nice drive. He loves the view and the freedom, even if his partner doesn't quite get his passion. When you fly so low coming in, she hates to be able to read the numbers on the letterboxes. If we crash in a plane, she figures that she's at least going to have a heart attack and die before she hits the ground. Now, after all those years of flying, Reg is thinking about retirement and wants to spend more time on the ground with his next toy, which he's already bought. A massive motorhome from the US. It's been converted to drive on Australian roads, and next June, Reg plans to take it for a 3-month spin around the country. So he's put his chopper up for sale. And it turns out there's more demand for a used helicopter than you might expect. Most of the callers have been from outback stations, keen to take up Reg's offer of door-to-door delivery. But the 6 hours flying that would entail is just too far. And at least one caller wants flying lessons, which is just not Reg's thing. So for now, the helicopter is staying right where it is, somewhere between Reg's place and a good time.
Addendum. Stories behind the classifieds.
Addendum was written by Fiona Harari, read by Lucy Bell, with production from Rosa Garland and Stephen Tilley. I'm Sherry DeLise. For more storytelling with a twist, subscribe to the Radiotonic podcast.